चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
फ्लडिंग इन कर्नाटका लाइकली टू हिट द शुगर आउटपुट। ऑलरेडी हेवी रेन इन महाराष्ट्र's पुणे, सांगली, सातारा एंड कोल्हापुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स wreaked havoc and brought life to a standstill. And now Karnataka is facing the fury of it. The flood has damaged crops in affected districts. Like other crops, excessive water logging caused hurt to sugarcane as well. Flood has caused massive loss to the cane growers in Belgavi district. As per the preliminary investigation, there has been a loss of 40 lakh tons of sugarcane in the district. It is expected that with the impact on sugarcane, it is likely to affect the sugar output in Karnataka. Sugar output in the state for season 2019-20 was expected to be around 32 lakh ton, but after the flood it may go down. Same is the case in Maharashtra, where it was presumed to be around 70 to 75 lakh ton, but now experts believe that sugar output may fall to 12 to 15% after the floods. Once the proper assessment comes after the water level recedes, it will give a clear picture on how much impact flood caused to the cane and its repercussions on sugar output in Karnataka and Maharashtra. Sugarcane farmers who already stressed with pending sugarcane arrears are now in the state of shock and are struggling to come back on track. Flood not only claimed lives, but it also caused damage to the properties, crops and other worth thousands of crores. Industry bodies and political parties have also assessed the situation and suggest that only in Maharashtra flood caused the estimated loss of at least 10,000 crore following the closure of industries, severe damage of crops and others. So far, 1,058 have lost their lives and over 18 lakh people have rescued across India by state and central agencies. In 152 districts, over 7,800 relief camps have been opened to give shelter to flood-affected people.